play in the first, no score.
That's a play that the Bearcats love to use, is get Casey Sweeney on the outside, especially on an over-pursuing defense. This defense is flying to the line of scrimmage, trying to take away that middle run. And Casey Sweeney is able to escape to the outside and get half of what they needed. Second down and 12 now becomes third down and 6 as we are hitting the two-minute mark left to go in the first quarter.
0-0, Ubley on their two and a half drive of the day, we'll call it, as this one was aided by a punt fumble. Casey Sweeney down to pass. It's into the hands of Isaac Warzynski out to the 47-yard line, and they say the reception was made as he's falling out of bounds and moved the chains for the Bearcats the first time today.
Number 5, Easton Yunker in coverage, but a great catch by Isaac Warzynski. That throw comes in late. Casey Sweeney doesn't see him right away, but he gets it to the sideline, tight coverage, but Isaac Warzynski catches it with his hands and holds it out there. He doesn't bring it into his body because that's where the defender is trying to swat it away. Gets both feet in and goes to the ground, maintains possession of the catch. That one, that catch is good at any level. What a throw and catch by the Bearcats as they get a big first down and a much needed one for this offense.
First and 10 from the 48 in their own territory. Left, right, crest, Raider hand off to Shane Ozentoski. Cuts back inside that left gap, gets across midfield and gets out for 4 yards out to the 48-yard line. Wade Wilson, outside linebacker, brings him down. Second down and 6 as we are about a minute 30 away from the end of the first quarter.
That throw was big for the Bearcats because now you have the Aggies wondering when that play is going to come next. For the Bearcats, it may never come. They may never need to do that again, but it's mission accomplished, getting a completion, getting your senior quarterback a little confidence, and your big tight end, Isaac Warzynski, 23, makes a heck of a catch. Don't be surprised, though, in my opinion, they dial that play up again when they need it.
T formation, Sweeney rolling to his left on the keeper, cuts back inside, and he's hit hard at the 46-yard line. No surprise again, Seth Schaefer, as soon as you hear a hard tackle, more likely he's going to be in there at 6'3", 285 pounds. Gain of a yard, maybe two on the play out to the 46, third down and 4.
Most of the time when Casey Sweeney keeps the football, he executes 3 fakes and then slips around the outside and hopes to be forgotten about, utilizing the speed that he has to get to the sideline. This was a total design run where he doesn't have any fakes. He catches the ball, takes the snap, turns around, and as he watches the 3 running backs fill the hole, he just spins right behind him as the 4th back and follows him through the line. Great job by the Aggies on defense, only allowing 1.
Hand off to Obrisky. He has room to run. He's at the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10.
He's gone.
5.
Touchdown Bearcats.
With 23 seconds remaining in the first quarter, a 45-yard scamper for number 47, Colin Obrisky, and the Bearcats are on the board first. Aided by a punt and a fumble on that, recovered by the Bearcats, and they marched 99 yards down the field altogether and capped off with a Colin Obrisky 45-yard run. It's 6-0 Bearcats.
Wow, what an impressive drive by the Bearcats, but it starts with the special teams making a big hit, forcing the fumble and recovering it, and what a great job by the Bearcat offense coming up with a big pass play to help convert on what was a second down and 12. They were able to overcome that, and then Colin Obrisky gets free and strikes first for the Bearcats.
And the two-point conversion pass wide open into the hands of Kyle Sweeney, and that is good, and it's now an 8-point lead for the Ubley Bearcats. 8-0 over the stunned Beale City Aggies with 23 seconds remaining in the first quarter right here on the WLW Sports Network.
I'm Brad Moore, owner of Moore Shoreline here in Seaboyne. Let's face it, I grew up in a Ford family, and having the Chevrolet store has allowed me to meet a lot of new, great new people who are loyal to Buick and Chevrolet, and that has been very gratifying. And I've also enjoyed bringing a couple of my old customers from Kerouac to purchase a Chevrolet or a Buick. I'm really thankful for all the customers that have truly helped put this store back on the map. The thing I appreciate most about the team here at Moore Shoreline is their professionalism. Let's face it, they just make me look good. They make my job easy. When I purchased the store 12 years ago, I was blown away with the talent that was here. Many of my employees have been here 10, 20 years, and we've really become a family. And the best thing about the team here at Moore Shoreline is they're your neighbors and friends. You really do get more at Moore Shoreline.
The Ubley sideline is riding high as they now lead 8-0 over the Beale City Aggies. Adder Kowalewski breaks out for a 45-yard run, the two-point conversion good, and now the Bearcats going for the onside kick out to the 40. It's brought in by with ease by Beale City's Ethan Locken. He's brought out at the 39-yard line by Nolan Van Erp on special teams. First and 10 for the Beale City Aggies, trailing Ubley 8-0 with 19 seconds left here in the first quarter.
Absolutely. In a game where we felt defense was going to be the most important factor in this game, who's going to get the 21st, Paul mentioned in the pre-show. Very important that our Ubley Bearcats get on the board first. I think that is absolutely big. It certainly felt like Beale City was just a second away from breaking free. The Bearcats had nothing going. But a little play-action pass opened it up, and Colin Oberski doesn't miss it with a big touchdown run to get Ubley up first here in the first quarter.
Receiver wide to the right, and it's a handoff to Trey Small around the left side. And the Bearcats bring him down to the backfield at the 38-yard line. Nolan Van Erp brings him down for a yard loss, second down and 11.
What a play there by the Bearcats, not allowing that jet sweep that beat him at all, beat him to the outside. Nolan Van Erp, just one of many Bearcats to come flying in and get that tackle for loss.
We've reached the end of the first quarter, and the Bearcats are leading Beale City 8-0 right here on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's can install your scope and sight in your gun at their range. Just set the dial and be ready for the shot of your lifetime with the help of Randy's Hunting Center. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in 5x5 or 5x6 starting at $499. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. Over 190 variations of the 450, including the Ruger AR-450 and exclusive Model 77 Hawkeye 450 in 20-inch or 24-inch barrels. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch Camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake only $499.95. Visit randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
End of the first and into the second, handoff to Trey Small. He gets out for 2 yards this time. Beale City now facing a third down and 9, tackle made by Nolan Van Erp for Ubley.
A couple run first teams getting themselves in situations of third down and long, second down and long. Not the game plan for either offensive coordinator. So on third down and 9 in your own territory, here's where I think Beale City has to dial up a pass play very similar to what Ubley did. You got to do play action, do something to try to loosen up this rush that the front four and front seven are creating, because it's not four down territory.
Jack Schaefer surveying the prairie of the Ubley defense. Double wing back, man in motion. It's an end around to the right side. That'd be Wade Wilson. Has the first down across midfield to the 40, to the 35, to the 30. Cuts back to the 20, to the 10. 5, touchdown, Beale City. One play goes 60 yards, and Wade Wilson into the end zone, and Beale City responds with a touchdown of their own a minute and 20 later. And the Baggies are on the board. It's now 8-6 with a two-point conversion still upcoming.
And just like that, they get to the outside with a jet sweep. And there's no Bearcats there to contain the edge. He gets it. Then it's just a sprint, and there's blocking downfield. Well executed by the Aggies. The Bearcats get fooled. They felt play action was coming. It was not there. Simply one of those runs to the outside where it's a sprint to the sideline. Wade Wilson wins, and just like that, the tables are flipped, and the Aggies are on the board trying to tie the game with a two-point conversion.
It was from a third and 9 with all momentum on Ubley's side, and suddenly the Aggies find the end zone for the first time. Two back set, power eye to the right, receiver wide to the left, that'd be Chilman. Wade Wilson now in motion, and now we have a false start on Seth Schaefer on the right side. The only reason I know that is because he blasted right through that line completely, and this will push back Beale City 5 yards to the 8-yard line.
That makes things difficult when you're trying to run the ball and get 7 yards for a two-point conversion. Changes the game plan a little bit. If you had a good running play in mind to get you 2 yards, Getting one from 7 yards now is a little difficult, so if you're the Bearcats, you have to be aware of the same situation.